Good Wednesday. Today is July the 24th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off today talking about the upcoming Manure Science Review that takes place in Defiance County this year. We're also going to take a look at ag groups pressuring the EPA to make sure there's some domestic feedstocks if we're talking sustainable aviation fuel. We'll talk about the potential that would have to help U.S. agriculture after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Wednesday morning with information about yet another field day that's coming up. This time, the Manure Science Review. It will be taking place on August 6th. Now, this is the annual Manure Science Review that's held around the state this year in Defiance County from 9 until 3, and it's going to be held at Innovative Ag. Their address is 10366 Route 249. Technically, that's a Bryan address, but it's in Defiance County. So 10366 Route 249, that's at Innovative Ag. Topics are going to include the H2 Ohio program, ag poultry litter information, mortality composting for avian flu outbreaks, composted bedded pack manure research, also best manure application practices, and manure spill response practices, plus solid and liquid manure application demonstrations will be taking place that afternoon. They'll have CEUs available for certified crop advisors, the ODA certified livestock managers, and Ohio fertilizer recertification credits, both Ohio and in Indiana for the state chemist. Registration cost for this event is $25 a person, and then that goes through today, actually, and then it jumps to $30 a person. Program registration and details are available if you contact Mary Wicks. Her number is 330-202-3533. Again, Mary Wicks at 330-202-3533. Or her email address is wicks.14@osu.edu. Now, in other agricultural headlines, agriculture groups want the IRS to mandate domestic feedstock use if it's going to qualify for sustainable aviation fuel credits. Four national ag interest groups sent a letter to the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen back on Wednesday of last week, asking the Biden administration to reconsider guidance on sustainable aviation fuel tax credits and to include a domestic feedstock requirement in upcoming guidance on that 45Z clean fuel production tax credit. The IRS continues to work on tax guidance for the 45Z clean fuels, which is considered to be perhaps the most important incentive for the future development of a sustainable aviation fuel industry. And in the letter to Yellen, the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Corn Growers Association, National Farmers Union, and American Soybean Association said that sustainable aviation fuel tax guidance is important to farmers and others in rural America. The current guidance for the 40B credit, they said, poses significant challenges for farmers and is unworkable in its current form. It's believed future guidance on the 45Z will be similar to the 40B, that in that it will require certain climate-smart farm practices to qualify. The 40B credit actually expires at the end of this year. They say we have significant concerns about the bundling of climate-smart ag practices within the sustainable aviation fuel guidance and the cumbersome reporting requirements, the group said. The current requirements are onerous and unworkable for many farmers, and according to available Natural Resources Conservation Service data, the guideline for climate-smart practices are complex and only feasible in select geographies, excluding a large portion of farmers from participating. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, in a similar theme for farmers being able to achieve what's needed for the sustainable aviation fuel for the ethanol industry, carbon markets remain an option for producers and stakeholders seeking climate-smart ag revenue opportunities, and research continues into how it fits into regenerative ag economic models. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
It's one aspect of climate-smart agriculture that has received recognition for almost two decades now. Carbon markets. Part of the challenge in establishing this value-added, eco-oriented market opportunity for stakeholders, including farmers on the ground level, has been establishing the monetary value of carbon sequestration. as explained by Travis Kraft of Indigo Ag.
That's the one thing in the industry that a grower can't see, touch, anything. It's in the soil. So it makes it harder for somebody to figure out what that value is of that specific entity or that product because it's invisible, essentially. We know it's in the soil based on the data, based on what the crops are doing, how your soil is performing.
Kraft acknowledges the importance of research regarding sequestration and related climate smart ag conservation practices to gain a better understanding of carbon as a commodity. That is where USDA's Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities program comes in as part of the research effort. Josiah McClellan is with Truterra. He notes the connection between carbon market opportunities and implementing conservation practices.
That gives farmers an opportunity to enter into the markets by adopting regenerative practices or expanding regenerative practices. And then we have an ability to connect them with different types of carbon programs that rewards farmers for the carbon sequestered from those practices in their soil.
Cody Barilla of Terrain conducted economic research into monetizing conservation, including carbon markets. His attempts to find what he calls a unicorn carbon market led to this discovery.
A complex world that I don't think any farmers have time to spend on to sort through all the contract obligations, payment, contract lengths.
However, what he believes is a substantial and obtainable entry into conservation as a revenue source is available. It involves what he calls stacking of four of those revenue opportunities, including federal conservation programs such as the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
Stack that with a carbon market program or potentially a supply chain alignment. It's very possible to have income for the next several years.
He also emphasizes the importance of adding a new to a farmer conservation practice, both within the scope of carbon markets and federal conservation programs, to take advantage of potential monetary resources within a transition year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.